From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 285, 298, 305, even 317. Those big plastic numbers at the filling station are sobering. And with drivers stunned by soaring gas prices, President Bush today said that he would not tolerate price gouging on the part of oil companies. Mr. Bush called on state attorneys general to vigorously enforce consumer protection laws. He also did something that he has been reluctant to do. He is diverting the flow of oil to the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, and that will add oil to the market. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Spiking gasoline prices are never good news for a president, especially one whose approval ratings are already at an all-time low. President Bush has always said gas prices and energy problems can't be dealt with overnight, but his speech in Washington today laid out a series of steps he said would help. He promised that state and federal officials are watching for any signs of price gouging, citing a letter from the U.S. Attorney General and the Federal Trade Commission that went out today to top law enforcement officials in all 50 states.
Federal Trade Commission is investigating whether price of gasoline has been unfairly manipulated in any way. I'm also directing the Department of Justice to work with the FTC and the Energy Department to conduct inquiries into illegal manipulation or cheating related to the current gasoline prices.
The president also said he wants Congress to enact what amounts to a tax increase for oil companies by rolling back some of the tax breaks they currently receive.
Record oil prices and large cash flows also mean that Congress has got to understand that these energy companies don't need unnecessary tax breaks like the write-offs of certain geological and geophysical expenditures or the use of taxpayers' money to subsidize energy companies' research into deep water drilling.
Still, that proposal falls far short of what some members of Congress have been calling for, a special tax on windfall profits for oil companies. White House spokesman Scott McClellan rejected that idea today.
There are some Democrats in the past who have advocated raising taxes or capping prices, and that is a failed approach. It's a failed command and control approach of the past.
The president's audience today was not the oil industry, but the Renewable Fuels Association. And he was cheered when he championed increased use of alternative fuels, such as ethanol, which is made from corn.
Ethanol is good for drivers. Ethanol is homegrown. Ethanol will replace gasoline consumption. Ethanol is good for the whole country.
And he called for the rolling back of environmental regulations, which require different blends of gasoline to be sold in different parts of the country, a phenomenon referred to as boutique fuels.
The number of boutique fuels has expanded rapidly over the years, and America now has an uncoordinated and overly complex set of fuel rules.
The president also renewed his call for drilling for oil in the protected Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a five-year-long frustration for the administration. As for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the president did briefly tap this resource after Hurricane Katrina knocked out refineries along the Gulf Coast. Now the White House says it will suspend new deposits of oil into the reserve through the summer. As for what that will mean for gasoline prices, the White House today would not offer an estimate. The president himself simply said, quote, "Every little bit helps." Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.